And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Wisconsin's 74th Assembly District was long held by Democrats until flipping to the GOP after the retirement of Democratic Representative Beth Myers in 2022. She was succeeded by Republican Chance Green of Grandview, who is running for re-election this election cycle. Challenging him is Democrat Gene Bruce of Spooner. The district has a new map this election, placing it mostly inland, stretching from the Minnesota border to the UP, and including Iron, Washburn, and Sawyer counties, and portions of Douglas, Ashland, Bayfield, and Burnett counties. We've invited both candidates to Morning Edition, and today, Gene Bruce joins us. Jean Bruce grew up in Spooner, where she graduated Spooner High School. She went on to earn an undergraduate degree in social welfare from the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire and a master's in media communications from UW-Whitewater. She's worked for more than 30 years in program and fund development with government agencies, nonprofits, and private businesses, and was an aide to former Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold. She's also been a Washburn County supervisor, and she joins me now. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Gene Bruce.
Good morning, Robin.
So let's begin with the questions. What's the single biggest issue facing the district, and how can the legislature address it?
Oh, I don't know if it's the biggest single issue, but a very important issue up in northern Wisconsin is our rural health care system. We have quite a shortage of medical services up here. We lost a couple hospitals last year, and that has cascaded down to shortages in a lot of areas. Where I live, you have to drive 80 miles if you want to have a baby delivered. And we just have a lot of service shortages. One thing that I think the legislature can do right away is take the Medicaid expansion money that has been available for 10 years through the Affordable Care Act. That would have, over this 10-year period, this would have brought about $2.1 billion to Wisconsin, which would have been a big help to our healthcare systems and to getting more healthcare coverage for people who are eligible for Badger Care. The other thing that I think we could do is to increase the Medicaid reimbursement rate for providers. This would allow them to be fairly paid for the services that they've provided. And of course, the other thing is I very strongly believe that we need to protect reproductive rights for women and their families.
Thank you. Enbridge's proposed Line 5 pipeline project borders the district and, if built, would affect it. It's also divided the region politically. Do you see any realistic compromise there, or is it simply build it or not?
Compromise. Now, there's an idea. Boy, it's such a multi-layered problem, but until we figure out a way to make pipelines less of a danger to the environment, and of course, if they're at all going to infringe on native sovereignty, they can't be doing that. That's something that we really need to take seriously. And I'm not convinced that we are to the point where that pipeline can be done safely.
Thank you. The 74th District is in a fairly unique category as one of only a handful in Wisconsin that borders on two other states, in this case, Minnesota and Michigan. Are there things those states are doing right that Wisconsin isn't, and what would you do to rectify that?
I don't know if this answers the things that they are doing better or things that we should do that they're doing, but certainly, cooperation with Michigan when we're talking about the Great Lakes is a very important coalition. And I think that sometimes there's a little tension, but working together on any of the issues that affect the Great Lakes very important thing. Reciprocity, our tuition reciprocity with Minnesota, again, always been a very important relationship. One of the obvious things is that Wisconsin is surrounded by states who have more liberal cannabis legislation or laws than we do. And I have heard from a lot of people that it certainly would be helpful to our economy in a number of ways if we were to legalize cannabis in our state, because what's happening, whether it's actually legal or not, is of course people are going to Minnesota and to Michigan to get cannabis products and bring them back. And there are certainly a lot of issues related to that, law enforcement, and even if it would take some of the stigma off from hemp products, which of course don't contain any kind of regulated substances.
Thank you. And lastly, is there any Republican-backed initiative in the legislature that you can get behind? That's keeping in mind that we don't know which party will be in control in the next term.
Well, one area that I suspect I could get together with Republican colleagues would be on a better tax deal for small businesses. Taxes are a problem for them because they simply aren't eligible for the kinds of deductions or write-offs that larger businesses are. And especially when you're in that startup phase, I really feel like small businesses need more help in that regard.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Jean Bruce of Spooner. She's the Democrat on the ballot for the 74th Wisconsin Assembly seat in the November election, facing incumbent Chance Green of Grandview. Thank you for joining us, Jean Bruce.
Thank you, Robin.
You can find complete coverage of races regionally and statewide at wpr.org/election2024. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.